Mark Lerner with us, the astrologer. Up next, your phone calls with Mark. Questions about astrology, or if you want a reading, of course, we'll need your birth month, day, and year, and you ask him a specific question. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Mark Lerner. We're going to get your calls as well. Mark, you do a great job for a lot of people, by the way. And if they go to your website, greatbearenterprises.com, can they email you and things like that?
Yeah, mark@greatbearenterprises.com. Yeah, they can email me from wherever. They won't have their email. And, yeah, on the website, we've got a lot of complimentary things. We've got the report area in what's called the astrology shop. We've got these great reports, 15 different kinds on astrology and numerology. I do telephone consultations, just like doing the world astrology and having my magazine for years and the different stories that are complimentary on the website. I do personal consultations. I've been doing that for 48 years now.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And you're only 25 years old. How'd that happen?
That's the anomaly. Now, I mean, The thing is, I think that because of the speed, one of the things I think you probably think about, I mean, with your incredible work and all your travels and who you hear from and the amazing guests, it seems like we all feel like we've had multiple lives this life, you know what I mean, because of all the rapid changes. Because if you go back 100, 200, 300 years, most people stayed where they were, unless you were shipping, something like that, but you stayed close to home. Family stayed reasonably close together. So with the social networking, with all of this information, I think that level of overload makes us sort of separate our when I think back to doing a magazine for 20 years in the 80s and 90s, that seems like another life, a whole other existence. And yet I know it was me when I was younger. Same thing with Michigan State and learning. I've been doing editing and writing for 58 years now.
I mean, that's truly remarkable.
Astrology.
It is remarkable. Well, why is it or how is it that planetary alignments and movements affect us?
Okay, well, this is the important thing. The ancient astrology goes back to kind of a mythological character, probably real at some point, Hermes Trismegistus, a being that was said to have designed the Great Pyramid and so on, maybe even an ancient alien, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the whole concept was as above, so below. What's true in the heavens is reflected in truth on earth. The thing about astrology that's important for everyone to understand, Jupiter and Saturn are not sending down some kind of rays making you do something. There's nothing like, oh, you're fated to have a particular life or an accident because this planet moved here or its location, you know, was negative. What happens is when we take our first breath, the energy starts. The sun, the moon, the various signs, it's a whole chart of energies, and it's within us. It's not out there in the solar system. Yes, those are planets, the sun and the moon. They're all there. So the illusion is that somehow this greater cosmos is making you do something, like Geppetto, you know, and Pinocchio, that you're a marionette. That's not what astrology is. You have your own ability to create your own life. Now, it is true that there is, shall we say, fate and free will. I often get somebody writing to me after these shows saying, Mark, you don't understand anything. We have no free will. Well, let me put it this way. We can't control what happens to us all the time, but we can always reply to that. We can create our own response, right? So you get knocked down in a prize fight, you get up, you keep fighting.
That's right.
But look at sports all the time. Somebody gets knocked out temporarily. You know, you have to catch your breath, go to the sidelines, you come back in.
Well, what was it? Rocky said it's not how hard you get hit. It's when you get back up again and keep going.
And these are the things. You know, that's the thing about even in America. Again, the comeback. You know, this is the thing. If people sort of recognize, okay, you know, I made a mistake here or there. You know, how many times in baseball or sports, football, somebody makes an error and then they win the game, right? I mean, it does happen.
Karma.
Any kind of thing.
Let's go to some of the phone calls with you. What I'm going to give you first, Mark, is the birth date, and then we'll go to the person. I'll give you a little head start, okay?
Yeah.
So let's start with December 28, 1937. December 28, 1937. Susan's with us in Roseville, California. Hello, Susan.
Hi. I'm actually giving my mom's birthday. I'd like to know what you see for her. She's been ill for the past year, different things going on.
What's her first name?
She, Carol.
Carol.
And she was born at 3 o'clock a.m.
All right. And that's her birth date that we just gave Mark, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, Mark.
Well, you said December, right? The end of the year?
Yeah. After Christmas. December 28th, 1937.
Yeah. Well, fundamentally, she's a sun sign Capricorn. She also has Mercury in that sign. Capricorn has had Pluto in that sign for a very long time. Right at this point, we've got a clustering of energies in the sign Libra. That's what we call a square or a right angle to that area. The one thing I'd say, at least on a nurturing level, is the planet Jupiter in was in Pisces a couple of months ago, and it's going to go back in Pisces. She has the largest asteroid called Ceres, C-E-R-E-S. That was discovered in 1801. And Jupiter went right to that energy. It has Jupiter is a 12-year cycle, and that is it's fascinating because it's the mother-daughter energy. And here you are asking about your mom. So what I simply say is just the fact that you're asking about it, you know, you have a good heart, you care about her, and at some point, what you should do is consider getting either a report for yourself or for her, and be able to sort of tune into this. But the fact that you care about her a whole lot is showing up in this astrology. Jupiter, on top of her Ceres, once every 12 years. So let's think of that as a positive energy of creating goodwill for her.
Okay, Suze.
Okay.
All right. Good luck for you. Hope everything works out there. Mark, when you give readings to people, you lay it the way it is, right? You put it right out there?
Well, see, what happens in these kind of things, which are miniatures, of course, to do a full write-up is an extensive kind of a thing. You look at the sun, the moon, different planets. You do what are called transits and progressions. What I'm doing at this point is kind of, I have my book called An Ephemeris, so I'm opening it up and I'm looking at the sun, the moon for that particular day and finding a major alignment. In this case, it was Jupiter, has just activated the mother's Ceres, and that rules mother-daughter relationships. So I found it surprising, and it totally apropos here that she was actually asking about her mom, and the alignment that I saw has to do with mother-daughter relationships. So both of them, the fact that she cares so much about her mom that she would call up and want to talk about the mother, I think is very significant here.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Next up, June 4, which is my birthday, by the way. June 4, 1958, east of the Rockies. Keith is with us in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello,
hello.
Keith.
Hello, George and Mark.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, very, very, very interesting because I am blind. So a lot of times that just makes my mind just go 1,000 miles, and I sometimes get frustrated as far as where I'm going, what do I need, what do I perceive for my future? Because I get very, very bored and antsy, and I'm not working because of being blind. I'm disabled, dealing with health issues, but I'm doing very well and love listening to George.
Thank you, Keith. Great birthday, by the way.
Yes.
All right, go ahead there, Mark.
Yeah, well, here's my answer on that. Yeah, George, June 4th. Keith, you're June 4th. I'm so sorry about the blindness, but as you said, you know, kind of tuning into the radio and these different wavelengths. I have a cousin. I'm born in 1950, and my cousin was born June 3rd.
Mm.
Third or fourth of every year, there's an interesting phenomenon. It has to do with the faraway planet Uranus, and this is from the heliocentric part of astrology. Believe it or not, we don't always have our regular charts and our sun signs, but there's a whole other astrology because we're part of the solar system. And I've studied it a whole lot. It's pretty fascinating. It's not part of the mainstream astrology, but it's there. And this planet Uranus is the planet of radio and television and high technology. So, Keith, the key thing for you is these shows where George is on with Coast to Coast and having these different guests, these wavelengths is what you need in this life. And so just keep tuning in. That sun in Gemini of yours is hooked in with something connected to the planet Uranus. It was discovered in 1781 on March 13th, and it's what turned the United States from a defeated 13 colonies into winning that war in October when Washington accepted Cornwallis' surrender. And so Uranus is the planet of kind of the higher mind, the intuition, and that's what you gain by sort of tuning into George and listening to Coast to Coast.
There you go. Thanks, Keith. Next up, Cynthia's with us in Monterey, California, December 27, 1958. November 27, 1958. November 27, 1958. Hello, Cynthia. Welcome. Hi there.
Hi, George. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. So my birthday is actually November 27th, 1958.
Got it. Yeah.
All right. Do you have a question for Mark or just want him to jump right in?
I would like to know in the year coming up, what is my my life purpose for this year coming up?
How's 2022 look for her, Mark?
Well, you're born very close to a full moon, okay? And so your sun sign is Sagittarius, and very remarkably, you're one of these persons who's born when the sun is with Venus, okay, which doesn't happen all that often, okay? The sun is with Venus only once every 9.5 months, and that's a pretty rare alignment. And Venus is the planet of love and creative artistry and friendship and basically good vibration. So you have that with you really your whole life, okay? So the key thing, one of the things that's going to happen is, like right now, Venus is a powerhouse. I mean, all the things that are what we might call the goddess energies, things that create goodwill between yourself and others, improving all of the key relationships you have within your family, your friendships, and this is part of your destiny. And any person born at a full moon needs to be a kind of goodwill ambassador as much as you can. So that's pretty much the message. Now, the planet Venus will actually make a station on December the 19th, go into reverse for 6 weeks till January 29th. Just like this whole thing of Mercury retrograde, well, Venus does it the most rare relative to all the planets. It goes retrograde for about 6 weeks every year and a half. So what you want to do is December 19th through January 29th to do kind of a review and reflection of your key relationships, your creative artistry. And then when you come out of that on January 29th into the beginning of February for the rest of 2022, you're kind of re-empowered with all this love and creative artistry for the year ahead.
Cynthia, how's that sound to you?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
You got it. You're spot on a lot of people, Mark.
Well, I'm glad we didn't do it for December 27th.
Yeah. That would have been a big difference for her, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting take on that. When you're giving readings to people, do you feel something or what are you going through? Kind of explain that for us.
Well, you remember with Keith about the June 4th and your June 4th,
your
cousin is June 3rd, and there's this kind of higher level radio intuitive thing. I'm not born June 4th, but I have that planet Uranus, what we call stationary, and I'm also born with Aquarius very strong. And once Uranus was discovered in 1781, astrologers started saying, you know, Uranus is kind of like a higher Mercury, like a higher octave to the planet Mercury, which is the messenger of the gods. And by the way, this is what I don't like about the Mercury retrograde. Mercury, another name, is Hermes, this great being during the time of the pyramids and so on. And we that's where we get the idea of the Hermetic wisdom from, that Hermes is the same name in Greece for the god Mercury, which is the messenger of the gods. That's why this whole thing of blaming Mercury when it's retrograde for human issues or blaming any planet when it's retrograde, when planets are retrograde, they're actually more powerful in their own zone. And that's the thing that I'm trying to communicate to people, that Mercury retrograde and other planets being retrograde, there's certain amount of reserve and caution that you need to have when that's happening, but we should be cautious and logical all the time, you know, in order to do things sensibly and practically.
Now, how do people download your free app? Is it a free app or do they have to pay a little bit for it?
Okay, well, it's free one day at a time, Astrology Cosmic Calendar with a K. The app will look like a bear with a full moon and the seven stars of the Great Bear. So they can download it for free. And the pennies a day, they can subscribe, you know, for whatever length of time, a year, 6 months, 1 month. And if they do it for a year, they get a complimentary what's called timeline, 6 month report that's sent to them as attachment to email based on their month, day, year, birth, their time, and their place. And that's a terrific report to learn a lot of stuff. That's if they do a one-year subscription. And it's very inexpensive. That way they get to look into the future, kind of become their own Nostradamus.
The next caller has a dual question that has to do with another person as well. Can you take two birthdays, hers and the other person's?
We'll do the best we can.
All right. His, and that's what she'll explain who his is. His is August 28th, 1987. 8/28/87. Hers is 8/13/73. 8/13/73. That's hers. Maria in Illinois. Hi, Maria. Who's he?
Hi. His name is Darren. And I was just wondering if I would ever hear from him. I'm sorry. Ever again.
Ever again.
It's
what happened?
Been several months since I've heard from him. And it's like there's no more contact. There's no contact. There's no communication.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. But the thing is, he's in a relationship with another woman, and her birthday is 7/12.
Well, don't throw too many birthdays at us. Let's just do yours and his.
But we used to be friends and talk all the time. It's like now we have no communication. I was just wondering if I would ever hear from him again in the next couple of years.
What happened? Marky's? Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing is, this falls into the kind of thing where, I know it's a serious question, but so let's deal with the serious part of it. In your situation, it's interesting that a woman just called Cynthia before who's born on a full moon. You're also born on a full moon, August 13, 1973. You have the sun in Leo, and then you have the moon in Aquarius, and I was just mentioning I have Aquarius rising, and Aquarius is this planet Uranus. Rules that sign. And so the thing is that because you have the moon in Aquarius on the other side of your sun, and it is a full moon, there's going to be quirky, unusual, out-of-the-box kind of things, because the planet Uranus, just like America, if you had predicted in 1776 that these 13 colonies were going to defeat the British Empire and there was a Las Vegas, you know how much money you'd win?
Those would have been big odds, wouldn't they?
You discovered a planet March 13, 1781, in Bath, England. It shocked the world. It changed the whole understanding of the structure of our solar system. So you, Maria, are born when the moon is in that sign. And I've said so many times in this show, we're more our moon sun than we are our sun. So the only thing I can tell you is, look, the question you ask, even if you were to bring in another person, because you said this fellow is married or connected to somebody else.
Dating somebody.
So this is the kind of thing to ask to somebody, and I don't have a name of this person, who is a psychic, somebody who has done psychic readings, who looks into what we might call the Akashic records and things like that. That's this kind of a question. So I just want to be honest about it. I could flip through the pages and try and, look through that, but I'm not the best person to sort of answer whether or not you and this person, will make contact. If it's meant to be, though, on a higher level, and you affirm that, I think that's the thing you're supposed to do.
Mark, how do people hear your podcast?
Well, it's on places like Apple and Spotify. On Great Bear Enterprise, they can listen right there. Mark Lerner Astrology Radio Astroscope. It's on greatbearenterprise.com. There's 86 of them. You can tune in there. And we have folders for each one where we have different charts and images that people can look and study at the same time.
Okay, Mark, we're going to come back in just a moment and take final phone calls with you, fast couple hours with you, and then I'll tell everybody what's in store next hour, by the way, as we talk about some interesting things here on Coast to Coast. Back in a moment with Mark Lerner and the rest of your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. We'll be back with final calls with Mark Lerner in just a moment here on Coast to Coast. Next hour, Lori Spagna joins us. We'll be talking about animals and telepathy, and also awakening of humanity. Looking forward to that. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Mark Lerner. And Mark, is it unusual to have so many planets in retrograde at the same time?
Well, right now we've got Mercury, okay, but what we've had is Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus. What people don't seem to understand is the outer planets, Saturn, including Chiron, discovered in 1977, which is more of a smaller centaur-like body, but has a lot of amazing shaman and mentor qualities and healing qualities. The outer planets, okay, Saturn and out to Pluto and even beyond, they all are going retrograde about 5 months out of every year, almost half the year. Jupiter, the largest planet, goes retrograde 4 to 5 months out of the year. So what's happened is the Mercury thing, where everybody is blaming all these different problems, you know, snafus, I lost my luggage, this and that. People lose luggage every day. Messages are lost every day, whether Mercury is direct or not. So I could give you hundreds of examples. And I did a podcast, Mercury, The Truth About Mercury Retrograde, because the United States was born with Mercury Retrograde, July 4th, 1776, our great document, the Declaration of Independence, happened when Mercury was retrograde. The New York Times, our former president, you know, whether laughingly or not, always says the failing New York Times. Well, guess what? September 18th of 1851, the New York Times began. Mercury was retrograde, and it still exists, and I think it's the foremost newspaper in the United States, I mean, in general, over the course of its history.
Let's go back to the phones. Next birthday up is April 7, 1995. April 7, 1995. We're going to John in South Carolina. Welcome to the show. Hi, John.
Hey.
Good to have you with us. You have a question there for Mark, and then off he will go.
Yes. So, Mark, I was wondering, recently I met someone very lovely, and with the COVID going on right now, it's kind of hard to visit each other. And I just was wondering if we'd be able to see each other and make it through everything.
Okay, well, my dad was born April 7th. Okay, so that rings a bell here. You have the moon in Cancer. Okay, tomorrow and the next day, the moon will be in the same sign where you have it. And having a moon in the sign Cancer, the moon is said to rule that sign, and it's a sign of sensitivity and psychic energy and nurturing. So the thing is, I can tell just from your voice how deeply you feel in this particular relationship. The thing about astrology, and what I encourage you is, even on our website, we have something called Friends and Lovers. We have a Simpaticos. There are reports that I have, and then in astrology, if you decide to go further. And again, as a young person here, you want to learn, really get into this, because you have an extremely powerful moon to go along with the fire sun of Aries. So your sun sign gives you will and purpose and power and leadership qualities, but the moon is like a whole other world. And so the more you start tuning into that energy and learn more about that sensitivity, so much the better. You also have Venus in Pisces, the sign before Aries, and Venus is a planet of love and sensitivity and creative artistry, and to have it in Pisces, it's said to be exalted. So I would say, as Carl Jung would talk about, every man has an inner feminine called the anima. Every woman has an inner male called the animus. You're very tuned in to your anima, and that's why you need to sort of tune into astrology, your moon in Cancer and your Venus in Pisces, and that'll help you to figure out the rightness of this relationship.
Is it going to happen, or is COVID going to hurt it?
Be careful. You know, just like everything else, I mean, one step at a time. And, you know, the intuition for a person like yourself with, John, with the moon in Cancer, I mean, this is where you want to start trusting your feelings and your instincts and so on. But go slowly, because the sign Cancer of your moon sign is a cautious sign. So, you know, don't jump into things. The Aries sun sign tendency is like to go forward too quickly, to do things brashly, but your moon is more conservative.
Okay, cool. John, thank you so much. Hope everything works out for you, to be sure. And again, give out your website one more time there, Mr. Lerner, then we'll go to final calls.
Okay, the three W's dot great bear, like the animal, B-E-A-R, enterprises.com.
Next up, we're going to Feb 1st, 1952, 2152, Debbie in New York. Hi, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
We are fine. I hope you are, too.
Yes, thank you very much.
Great.
I appreciate this.
You have a question there for Mr. Lerner?
Yes, Mark. I love astrology, and I think you're great. And I'm wondering, will I have any luck finding a new place to live before Thanksgiving, do you think?
Oh, boy.
I need
luck. The thing is that with all the changes going on, there are some things I always want to say, to be really honest about any professional astrologer, particularly with the pandemic and with all these different changes with the economy and so on, you know, with real estate and what's available, that's more of a psychic kind of a question, because, you know, we have transits all the time. Each person, you're a sun sign Aquarius, you have either the moon in Aries or Taurus. You definitely have Mercury in Capricorn and Venus in Capricorn to go along with your Aquarius. Like I said with the fellow before, your Aquarian sun sign, like doing things on that are a little quirky outside the box. That's the sun sign Aquarius, like looking into things or real estate that's a little bit different, you know, looking at it in a different way. But the Mercury and Venus that you have, which is how you think and your feelings about things, should be sort of rock solid and conservative and practical about whatever it is you're going to do it. As far as the timing mechanism, you know, that's a very hard thing to say. I don't think there's any professional astrologer on a radio show or anything who would just be able to say, yeah, it's going to happen, because that's kind of like something you'd ask to a psychic. You know, will I or won't I get a house by a certain date?
Absolutely. I really appreciate this. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And more calls coming up for Mark Lerner, of course, the happy astrologer. That's what you are, Mark. You're a happy astrologer.
Well, part of the answer for this woman also, if you get the Cosmic Calendar, my app, then you'll be able freely, one day at a time, to look at each day what's happening in the sky. That could help that woman be able to make a better decision on a given day. And if she does subscribe for a penny a day, just like to be a Coast Insider, our thing is not very expensive, and she can look into the future if she subscribes, then she'll be able to look at a series of dates in the future and then be able to plan and go to the realtor and be able to go on good days and time periods that might be more auspicious than challenging.
Next up, April 13th, 1954. April 13th, 1954. Mark in Minneapolis. Hey, Mark. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, George, Mark, great to talk to you, too.
You, too. Hope you're well. Question for Mark? Go ahead.
Well, I'm 67 years old. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I've had a number of medical issues that just seem to come out of the blue, like no reason at all. And I was just wondering if Mark could tell me if I got some kind of inside health problem or...
Okay, you've got... are you born... do you know the time of your birth, approximately morning, afternoon, or night?
It was the afternoon. I believe it was like 5 o'clock, 5:07.
Okay, so you have an early Virgo moon. Okay, like I said, I've been saying this for years and years. People who are listening, you need to realize that we're not just the sun sign. There are all these different planets. In fact, I'm the son of a doctor. I didn't go into medicine. Decided to become more of doctor the psyche than doctor the body. But I immediately started 48 years ago getting into all these different ancient cultures, studying astrology of medical astrology. Every sign relates to part of the body. For instance, the liver is ruled by Jupiter. The gallbladder is ruled by Saturn. Our veins are connected to Venus. Our arteries are connected to Mars. You have the moon in the principal sign of medicine and health and well-being. So you need to do as much as you can to read as much literature about whether it's diabetes and other kinds of things and the whole field of alternative and supplements and things like that. That could help you enormously. You also have Saturn in the sign of Scorpio. So your moon and your Saturn are what we call in a 60-degree relationship, which is very constructive. So you need to do your own research so that backs up. So you're not at the whim of doctors or alternative folks, that you can sort of make sound judgments on your own.
Good. Any follow-up question there, Mark?
No, that'll do it, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. Let's take a few more calls while we still have some time here, Mark. And then, of course, what's your next project, Mr. Lerner?
Well, we are beginning a process to do more of a, not the same kind of in-print magazine, but something that we will unveil in the near future about an online journal on astrology. So I'll share more about that down the road. And also doing more of these podcasts and a whole bunch of other things. But a new podcast will show up at Mark Lerner Astrology Radio.
Cool.
In like 48 hours about October, these things I've been talking about partly tonight.
Next up, September 15th. 1960, September 15, 1960, just had a birthday. Hello, Colleen. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, George.
And happy birthday.
Yeah, happy
You're
birthday.
Welcome. What a question I have is, I'm on disability. How do you see my finances for the next year? And how is my, I'm in critical condition.
Oh.
Okay. I'd like to know, how is the next year going to, you know, well, just give me the year's forecast, you might say, on me, whatever you might think.
Yeah, we just came from a person who has the moon in Virgo. Now, you have the sun in Virgo. And what's happening is a rare once-in-a-lifetime cycle. The planet Neptune is on the other side of the zodiac. This is the same thing that's affecting the United States, where Neptune is going opposite our Neptune as a country. So I'm having some of this myself in my own life as a sun sign Pisces. The thing is that your dreams, okay, this is what's really important to sort of, for me to say, oh, you know, things are going to be, you know, perfectly fine or not. You need more of a fuller type of reading, or we have what's called a Skylog report, which is less expensive, that has your cycles. If you know your birth time, you can order that from the website. But what I would say is, often through dreams, okay, your psychic sensitivity will help you to steer you away from disasters and difficulties or get the help you need, whether it's, you know, medicine or going to the right person, supplements that you might want to take and so on. So we're always being guided. You're having much more of a guidance system at this point because you really need it. So all I'm saying, you're in a rare once-in-a-lifetime cycle where the slow-moving planet Neptune is opening the door to your psychic sensitivity, which is part of the reason you probably got through on the phone to hear what I'm saying.
Perfect. She was first-time caller, too. Thanks, Colleen. Hope everything works out for you. Let's go to May 29, 1988. May 29, 1988. Gregory's with us, state of Washington. Hey, Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. Go ahead, Mr. Lerner.
So I had two questions, whatever you can answer.
Okay.
So I'm trying to let go of some addictions that have been quite cumbersome, trying to do that here in the next week, and looking forward at a possible engagement here in the next few months.
Perfect.
Whatever you see as far as that.
Congratulations on that. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I don't know. Your lungs are very sensitive. That's one thing to keep in mind, not only with the pandemic, with issues having to do with smoking or just whatever the breathing conditions around. May 29, the sun is in Gemini, and you have a Scorpio moon. So when you mention the word addictions, a person who has a moon in Scorpio, throughout your life you're going to get sort of into these fixed Scorpio, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius. They're called fixed signs. They're in the middle of each season. As I've been saying, the moon has a lot to do with our instincts, even reincarnational patterns. So you're coming in with a super sensitivity with your breathing. That's why, you know, things like yoga and other kinds of things to sort of work on relaxing your breathing is really important. That could help you get away from these addictions. The other thing is a sort of full-fledged, as much as possible, metaphysics, being on the show like Coast to Coast and exploring things like astrology, numerology, and all kinds of spiritual subjects. To delve into that will help you get away from these kind of scary areas of your life that you're trying to get rid of.
Okay, good. Good luck, Greg. Hope that works out for you, too. Only have a couple minutes left, Mark. We're not going to have time for any more readings, but I want to chat with you a little bit. So if people want to learn astrology for themselves, just to have some fun, not to be a professional, that right. takes time, what can they do?
Well, I'm not sure if the reading list is available. I think it is with the School of Planetary Studies, okay, that I have. People can start at the beginning. They don't have to actually do all of it, and that could be a fascinating thing to do. And we've come way down in prices, so it's called the School of Planetary Studies. There's a reading list of remarkable books that are available, okay? Also, the reports that we have are designed by these top astrologers. It's from a company called Matrix Software, and there's a numerology report. I know you got a numerology lady that comes on the show and
yep.
other people, but we've got different reports that are in plain English in our astrology report area, and that gets people started to sort of, in a fun way, reports like The Sky Within, the birthday report now, which is if people have a birthday, whether it recently happened, it's going to happen. There's a beautifully done report. They can learn astrology that way.
All right, my friend. Mark, thank you for being on the program. Keep in touch. And when does retrograde end for all these things?
Okay, well, one of the things with Mercury, which just started, will end on October 18th, and Jupiter will end almost simultaneously. That's a big deal. So in the cosmic calendar, if people get in and subscribe, you can start going ahead to October 17, 18, read about that, and it happens right before a powerful full moon on October 20th.
Up next, Human Awakening, and of course we'll be talking about animals and telepathy. Lori Spagna with us, and her website is linked up for us at coasttocoastam.com. Stand by, more great Coast to Coast programs for you.